Hey guys, welcome to today's encore show. Phil's talking about something that happened during the promo in case you missed it. Welcome to today's encore show. This is a Friday. It is the 15th of July, 2022. And we got a great weekend ahead for you. Not only do we have Elcott and our Saturday Classic, we're going to have a fantastic Saturday cinema lined up for you guys, for you just to chill at all the weird stuff that we throw at you during the weekend while you're, you know, out and about and doing your thing. On tonight's show, I don't think we've had this character back. It was Mike Flanagan. He was the majority stockholder in Fraser Foods, and he had some ideas for Bob Green. And we talked to this man last year in July of 2021, this man, Mike Flanagan.
What is Flanagan what?
That's the cat's name, bud. Let's not make a joke out of it, okay?
Yeah.
Honor and respect a man's name, bud.
Yes, sir.
So let's listen, folks, shall we? Mike Flanagan, the majority stockholder in Fraser Foods, on the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. And welcome, everyone, to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. I'm Margaret Gray.
I'm General Galen Shaw.
I'm Bud Dickman. Now, Mr. Hendry.
Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen, and Bud and Margaret and General, and welcome to the show today. Now, this is what is called a story arc. And by that I mean the show is arcing from yesterday's show.
Yes, what we talked about, not yesterday's show.
No, not Monday's show. Yeah, that's right, Monday's show. We had an encore show yesterday. So the story arc is from the current show of Monday to today.
And what?
Well, wait a minute. I was going to.
Phil, just I just feel like I've got the feel of this thing and you're still fumbling.
Yeah, I'm certainly kind of fumbling and mumbling about.
Yeah.
I'm not fumbling and mumbling about.
I've got the feel of the thing, all right? What are you doing?
He looks like he's squeezing something.
Well, you said feel.
I'm going to kick... Wait a minute, man. What did I tell you about that?
He starts making this squeeze motion like he's...
Bud, watch it.
Since I've got the feel... Any comments?
No, ma'am.
Of the thing. This is a bit of a story arc. Excuse me. This is a bit of a story arc from Monday. As you know, on Monday, Bob Green was talking about doing a new jingle for Fraser Foods, and based upon his interest in what Ted Bell had been able to achieve, we have Mike Flanagan on the phone, and we also have Bob Green.
Yeah, we've got Bob Green, and we have Mike Flanagan. Mr. Flanagan is in San Francisco, California.
Right. Mr. Flanagan is what?
Mr. Flanagan is the principal stockholder of Fraser Foods.
And Bob, are you there?
I don't think Bob's... yeah, Phil, I'm here, but I'm waiting for Mr. Flanagan.
All right. Mr. Flanagan, how are you?
Yes, Mike Flanagan, Stanley. How are you, sir?
I'm good. It's very, very much a great honor to have you on the show. You are the principal stockholder, I'm told, in Fraser Foods.
Yes, that's correct. I hold most of the majority of the stock in Fraser Foods, and very proudly... do that, and as I said, it's a great pleasure.
Bob Green, who is the CEO and chairman of the Fraser Foods, is with us. Bob, go ahead.
Thank you, Phil. I wanted to say what a great honor it is, Mr. Flanagan, for you to be here with us.
It's entirely my pleasure, Bob, and thank you for your great stewardship of Fraser Foods.
Now, the reason why we asked you on the program, and I know that Bob was eager to have you on the program, is because of this new advertising thrust that we were talking about from Monday. He was singing, as is sort of the style of our show, Mr. Flanagan, he was singing a new jingle.
Yeah, no, I'm very much familiar with your program. It sounds like it's a lot of fun, and I know that Bob has wanted to get into branding Fraser Foods more than is currently the case. And Bob, I commend you for your efforts. I'm excited, looking forward to hearing the jingle.
Why I did it, Mr. Flanagan, is because we have one of our clients, someone that we supply, as a matter of fact, is Ted Bell at Ted's of Beverly Hills.
Familiar with Ted Bell?
I know that you like to stop in there on occasion.
We do. When we're in the Los Angeles area, Fubu and I love to stop off and get the shrimp ceviche or the steak Ted. Very good. Very great restaurant.
And sir, you said your wife's name is Fubu?
Yes, my wife's name is Fubu. It's short for Fababou, which is French.
And your wife is from France?
No. She comes from Kent. There's Kent, England, same as I do. But somehow someone gave her the name for Booth. They're not really clear. I could get into a whole...
It's a piece of family history. I'm sure that Mr. Flanagan will be happy to get into it at some other time.
Yeah, I'd be happy to talk. But for now, I'm interested in Bob's jingle.
If I could ask a question, Mr. Flanagan. So you know Ted's of Beverly Hills. You know Ted Bell?
I've met Mr. Bell, and he's an outstanding businessman in every regard.
Well, he certainly is.
I know that, and I want to ask a favor of you, Bob, but first of all, let me hear your song.
All right. Well, any favor you want, Mr. Flanagan, you got it.
I appreciate that very much.
It goes like this, and I unveiled it on Phil's show on Monday. Bob Green's Fraser Foods keeps your meats as fresh as can be. Bob Green Fraser Foods keeps your greens fresh as can be.
Okay, so that's the branding jingle, right?
That's what the, yes, sir, that's what Bob would use at his, on his commercials.
Yeah, right now I do on Mr. Henry's shows. Most of my commercials are by way of segments where he interviews me.
So, and this would be part, would be a adjunct.
It would be in tandem with that, yeah.
I see. Did you want me to, is there something else that you wanted to talk to me about?
No, that's it. You said you had something you wanted to mention to me.
Well, first, let me tell you what I think of this. I like the idea. I know that you took great exception to Ted Bell's put the meat in the mouth. Is that right, Mr. Henry, or do I have that wrong?
We did not take exception to that. There were some listeners who did. I understood that it was a... Bob, you know about this. He went to New York, right?
Well, yeah, he went to New York, and he got a big New York ad agency to come up with, we want to put our meat in the mouth, not in the mouth, in your mouth. And, you know, I thought that was not really the Bob Green way, given the fact that we're a family-operated... Well, we're really serving. We're not family operated. Obviously, we have stockholders, so that's...
We don't want people to think we're something that we're not. I love people to think that we are a family-oriented operation, but we're not. It's the stockholders, and yes, we want to make money, but we also... And I don't mean to monopolize the time.
No, sir. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Mr. Flanagan.
All right, thank you. And I know there's so many other people that want to talk, but we are in this to make money, and I know you didn't like the slogan, put your meat in up the mouth, not up the mouth, but...
Sir, this is General Shaw. It's put your meat, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
General Shaw, is it, sir?
Yes, sir, General Galen Shaw.
So we want to put your meat in the mouth. That was, I thought, sort of ingenious. So when I heard your song, Bob, and you say, Bob Green, Fraser Foods, keeps your meats as fresh as can be.
Yes, sir, Bob Green's Fraser Foods keeps your meats as fresh as can be.
Right. Why not singular, keeps your meat as fresh, because it's a sort of a... an homage to the Ted Bell, you see.
But don't you think that's a bit vulgar, just to be honest?
No, I don't think so. I think it's fun. I think people want to have fun. And if there's one thing that I love is to have fun, I know. What do you think, Mr. Henry?
Well, far be it for me, sir, to advise you.
Can I interrupt for a minute, Mr. Flanagan? You and I are grocers. We're in the grocery. Asking Henry...
I know. I don't want to hurt your feelings, but I'm just asking Mr. Henry because he's in the media. Not saying that I value his opinion more than yours, Bob. You understand?
Okay.
Mr. Henry, what do you think?
You're talking about, sir, keeps your meat as opposed to keeps your meats?
Yeah, just for the sake of keeps your meat as fresh as can be. Wink, wink. Bob Green Fraser Foods keeps it green, fresh and... Bob Green Fraser Foods keeps the meat and the greens fresh too. Something like that, you see. You see, Bob?
Yes, sir, I see. I don't...
See, the thing that I wanted to talk to you about is that, you know, this idea, the slogan that I heard in San Francisco, we heard Bob delivers a load of meat to Ted once a week. Is that... That was your commercial, right?
Yes, sir, it was. That was a commercial we did for in tandem with Ted's of Beverly Hills. Shop at Ted's, shop at Bob, at Fraser Foods, and you also be aware of the fact that I deliver my meat. You know.
See, so you say you deliver your meat to Ted, and then I think you follow that up by saying that meat is kept fresh and ready for Ted, you know, or for anyone. So you say like this. Bob Green, Fraser, hold on for a minute. Can I get some, I want apricot neck. Mr. Henry, have you got a moment? Mr. Henry?
Yes, sir. Yes, we do.
Please, forgive me. Can I get a apricot nectar? And you put, what you do is you put a little of the cognac in the apricot nectar and swizzle it around, one, two, three, swizzle. Right, and turn it upside down and turn it right side up and put it in a decanter and ice that for no less than 15 minutes.
All right, I guess we sort of do have to get going, sir.
All right, sorry. So, can you do that?
I'll try to. It's not very complicated.
I think you can. He's a good boy. Here, here's a five spot. There you go. Go off and get yourself a yo-yo.
Okay.
Yeah. So what I'm saying is, thank you very much, gentlemen.
It's quite all right, Mr. Flanagan.
What I'm saying is that Bob Green delivers your meat. And then you say, and that meat, he delivers right straight to Ted, to Ted's, so that you don't really know where that meat's getting delivered.
This is Margaret Gray, Mr. Flanagan. Very, very pleased to make your acquaintance, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, very, very pleased to make yours.
All right, so here I am, the female, and I'm going to ask the obvious question. You're talking about Bob Green and keeps your meat fresh as can be, and then Bob Green delivers his meat right straight to Ted. It's part of the advertising, right?
Well, yes, we want to work in delivering the meat. Because what I want to do is I want to use the goodwill and the very good advertising that Ted Bell has done, you see.
All right, so you want to use Ted Bell's double entendre and use that for Fraser Foods.
Yeah, see, that's the part. Well, hear me out. Yes, I do. I think it's something you should consider, Bob. Okay? Just to consider. Bob Green, Fraser Foods, keeps your meat, yeah, or your fresh as can be. Then Bob Green delivers his meat once a week to Ted. And you can say something like, once a week to Ted, ooh, yeah. See what I mean? See what I mean? And that way, you're utilizing the symbiosis, you see.
Well, you're not asking my opinion.
No, everyone's opinion is welcome.
Well, you say everyone's opinion is welcome, but I'm the guy that's got to live with it for the rest of my life.
Let's not be dramatic, Bob. I'm just trying to tell you my ideas.
I'd like to jump in with an idea here. I think you're taking Bob's position, which was to stay clear of the licentious, the sexual, and you're recommitting him to that. I don't think he wants to do that.
Well, Bob, what do you think about that? You know,
I guess, in a way, I agree with Ms. Gray. I mean, I wanted Bob Green's Fraser Foods. I didn't want to have anything double entendre in there. You've got me saying Bob Green's Fraser Foods delivers your meat fresh as can be. Then Bob, what does it go?
Then Bob Green takes the meat, delivers it to Ted once a week. Or then Bob Green takes the meat, shoves his load to Ted once a week. Right, see? So you're having some fun with it. And I'm not saying you have to be crude or grotesque or lascivious or whatever word you want to use. I'm just trying to say that you have that you're utilizing what Ted's already got in motion, which is the double entendre. You know what I'm saying, Mr. Henry?
I certainly understand. Yeah, General?
Yes, sir. Mr. Flanagan, General Shoggin. The double entendre utilized by Ted Bell works for Ted Bell, although he himself has said many times he doesn't mean it in any sense as a double entendre. He means literally, we want to put our meat, meaning steak, in your mouth.
Okay, well, I know Ted, and do you believe that, Bob?
I don't know that I believe it. I think we're spending a lot of time in this conversation talking about Ted Bell.
Well, we do have Ted on line 3. And Ted, I don't know if you've heard, I don't know if your ears are ringing, you hear people talking about you, but we're discussing Bob Green utilizing a new jingle.
You know, this I didn't want to do.
Hold on.
Go ahead, Phil.
Bob, by the way, Ted, hey, Ted, by the way, it's Miles Flanagan.
Oh, Miles, how are you, sir? Great to talk with you. Haven't seen you. Well, I hope you come into the restaurant.
We're looking forward to coming down as soon as we wrap up some business.
So what am I, just a bitch here?
Hey, Bob, don't be like that. Now, I'm trying to help you. Now, please don't be like that.
Embarrass?
Yes, that's what it embarrassed me.
I'm not embarrassing you, but you and Ted, it's old home week. You're asking Mr. Henry, and I'm standing here, and you guys are fully clothed. And I'm standing here in my underwear with my hands over my you-know-what going,
oh, don't be a jackass. We're trying to help. I'm a stockholder. Don't you think that I want to help the business?
Yes, sir, I do, and I would think you'd take advice from me, not from this bucktooth slob.
Okay, see, this is Mr. Flanagan.
Bob, I'm going to ask you to please apologize to Mr. Bell right now for that. Please apologize, sir.
I'm sorry.
I have to tell you, Mr. Flanagan, it's okay. It's all right. Bob has gotten a big kick over the last month, 2 months, of saying Bob Green delivers his meat straight to Ted once a month. And, you know, and I've taken great offense at that.
But I want him to use that in the jingle. So it goes, Bob Green, Fraser Foods, keeps your meat as fresh as can be. Then Bob Green delivers his meat once a week up Ted's, or something like that, you know.
Well, I don't know.
Oh, look at you. All of a sudden, it ain't old home week anymore.
I didn't say anything. I said, I don't know. I don't like it. It's always...
It bothers you, huh?
It bothers me a little bit, yeah. Then Bob Green delivers his meat up Ted Bell's what?
I didn't say, because I want it to be the double entendre that you so use so very well.
Ted, that's something that I wanted to mention to you, and that Mr. Flanagan seems to feel that you are using double entendre, and I said to him that you're not.
I'm not really doing that, Miles. What I'm saying is, you know, we want to put our meat, meaning our meat, steak, our chops, our sirloins, our chickens, we want to put that into your mouth. I'm not talking, you know,
I say so. I know, but I know that's what you mean, absolutely. But aren't you also with a wink, wink? Is there a wink, wink that you're sort of saying, forgive me, Mr. Henry, I don't know if you'll allow me to say the P word.
If you could use a euphemism, sir.
All right, but aren't you also saying, you know, we want to put our Johnson up in your, we want to slide our Johnson in the mouth, right?
Well, I guess I said.
It's a euphemism. I'd never not heard about a Johnson.
Who said he's never not heard about? Who's never heard of a Johnson? But you know what I mean, right?
Yeah, I do know what you mean.
Yeah, see, you're feeling kind of uncomfortable now, isn't it, Ted?
Hey, Bob, please. I'm going to ask you to be still and stand there like a good boy.
You almost said like a good girl.
Well, you did. If the shoe fits.
If the shoe fits? Are you talking about like if the brassiere fits?
If the brassiere fits? Say, what's gotten into you, Bob? Ever since the last time I saw you, and you know what what happened the last time I saw Bob? We were feeding him shots of Botnick. And
What is Botnick?
Botnick is like a liqueur that is just almost pure rubbing alcohol, and they put a couple of drops of orange juice in it, and they tell you, sure, yeah, it's real good. I swear to Christ, it's the worst garbage you ever had. There's a woman pitching from Mexico named McQuillan.
Okay, so anyway, we have Miles Flanagan online with us from San Francisco, the number one stockholder of Fraser Foods. Ted Bell is with us, and Bob Green is with us. So I think we need to restate why you're on the show, Mr. Flanagan. And Bob, I'd like you to lead with that, and then we can, you know, share some points of view with Ted, because I think we're a little bit disparate right now.
All right, sounds fair enough.
Here, go ahead.
All right, thanks, Phil. I came on the program here to roll out the jingle for Mr. Flanagan. And the idea was Bob Green's Fraser Foods keeps your meats as fresh as can be.
But I wanted to change it.
All right, hold on, Mr. Flanagan.
Hold on. And Bob Green, it actually went, Bob Green, Fraser Food.
What's with that Bob? Why do you do that?
Mr. Henry, can I finish?
Ted, please.
Sorry.
Bob Green, Fraser Foods keeps your meat, or keeps your greens as fresh as can be. And then Mr. Flanagan said he wanted me to singularize meats to meat. Bob Green, Fraser Foods keeps your meat as fresh as can be. And then the lyric changed to, and then Bob Green delivers that meat straight to Ted, raw and but.
No, I didn't say raw. I said, then Bob Green delivers that meat straight at Ted, and it can't be beat.
I didn't hear that. That's not what you said originally.
I didn't hear that either, sir.
Well, I've changed it. What do you think? I think it's a good change. Then Bob Green delivers that meat straight at Ted, and it can't be beat. See, what I don't want you to do, Bob, and believe me, I love you and I believe in you. You've done wonderful things with Fraser Foods. What I don't want you to do is get too conservative, and you don't want to become too goody-two-shoe and shy away, right, Bob, from the controversial. This is a board, and stockholders and the board, that supports controversial moves made by you. I've got no problem with I deliver my meat to Ted.
I have to tell you, sir, it's Ted Bell here. I got a problem with that. It's embarrassing to me. I serve up the great steaks, and then my customers come in and go, yeah, you serve up great steaks, but we know who's delivering his load of meat to you. And they'll say that, and they'll linger and stare at me, kind of, you know, trying to make eye contact to see whether I'm crying or not.
Well, people are going to do that, sir. People are going to do that. You know, Ted, I think with my help, if I have dinner there, I'll bring Fabura. And
so your wife was born in England?
Yes, she's from England.
Is she of any Persian or Arab descent?
No, she's Scottish. Don't worry about her name. It's a name that her father gave to her when he was in the middle of some sort of an alcoholic tremen. And it's not a story they like to get into, but her father's a full-blown alcoholic. And when they named her, he was gibbering and drooling into a sink. Okay? And that's how she got her name, so I don't really...
We don't have to get into that.
Thank you very much. So let me give you what I think is a great idea. Bob Green, Fraser Foods, keeps your meat singular. Okay, Bob, not...
Yes, sir.
Keeps your meat fresh as can be. But if you like the way it's... And then Bob Green takes that meat, delivers it straight to Ted. You can't be beat.
By the way, you said... Then Bob Green delivers. Then Bob Green takes that meat, sends it to Ted. It can't be beat.
Well, you know, as long as you're not using...
That's it. That's a good one. Then Bob Green. But what about the Bob? What about that?
Well, I can't do that. Let's see. Bob Green, Fraser Foods, keeps your meat as fresh as can be. Then Bob Green takes that meat, takes it to Ted. It can't be beat.
Takes it to Ted. I don't know.
You know, I know what you guys are going for. You want to somehow make it sound like you're driving that meat home.
That's not a bad idea. Then Bob Green drives the meat straight at Ted. He can't beat the meat. I don't know.
Yeah, see, that's when you start getting into that double entendre.
Yeah, but you see, it works for Ted.
I told you, though, I'm not doing double entendre.
All right, gentlemen, let me jump in here and just remind the audience we're listening here to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. With us is Ted Bell from Ted's of Beverly Hills. Meyer Flanagan, from San Francisco, who is one of the major stockholders with Fraser Foods.
Yeah, it's my Flanagan, Philip Preferred. Thank you.
All right. And Bob Green. This is an argument, gentlemen, we're having over advertising and branding and also what is appropriate. Ted, you have a slogan that you don't mean to be double entendre, and everybody takes it that way. We want to put our meat in your mouth. Mr. Flanagan here is advising Bob Green, who is the CEO, that he wants a little of that double entendre, even though, I don't know.
See, Ted doesn't mean it, double it. You want me to be...
You know something? And I... For you to say, and then Bob Green takes that beat, drives it at Ted, and it can't be beat, everybody is going to figure that's me
That's you what? That's you being, what, if you think everyone's going to think you're being Bob Green's little bitch, little jail bitch, is that you worried about? Huh?
Good God, man. I'm giving the audience.
Yeah, Mr. Flanagan, we don't want to talk openly about that, okay?
Well, look it. I don't know anything. I made my money in the construction business, and I don't know anything from the advertising business or stakes or the grocery chain. But Bob Green's been a great investment for me. And when I am simply advising, Bob Green, Fraser Foods, keeps your meat as fresh as can be, then Bob Green can take that meat, try, you know, deliver it to Ted, and he can't, and it can't be beat. What do you think of that?
Why do you insist on using my name?
Because that's what we're doing. We're providing fresh meat, and we're delivering it to you.
Oh, so all...
Yeah, hey, Ted, I'm going to come into the restaurant, and I'll explain it to you.
Well, yeah, you can talk all you want. You're not going to explain anything. I'm not going to...
I can't sell you on it, huh?
Not the idea. Then Bob Green takes his meat.
But you say the same thing when you say, I want to put my meat up your mouth.
I don't say that, sir. I say, we want to put our meat in your mouth.
Well, what was the one I heard? It was, I will deliver my meat directly to you.
That was an... Yeah, we played with that for a month or so.
See, I'm confused, Miss Henry, so what did I do?
All right, well, Mr. Flanagan, I appreciate very much you being on the program. Bob, thank you. Ted, thank you.
Is that it? That's so... I'll tell you what, Ted, I'll see you on Friday. We'll be down there.
That's fine.
And, Phil, can I hang around and just mop up a little bit?
No, you don't need to do that, Bob. It's perfectly fine.
But I...
You don't need to do that, Bob. It's perfectly fine. Give me another apricot nectar.
Look.
What'd you say? Did you say pluck?
Okay, that's Meyer Flanagan, who is the major stockholder with Ted's of Beverly Hills, with
Fraser Foods, Bob Green's Fraser Foods. And he sounds like one of those men who is in control but doesn't want to appear as if he is.
Yeah, he's like, one of those guys that gives you that positive reinforcement, but it's understood. His say is the...
He's got the last word.
He's got the last word. That's what it sounded like to me, too. Best of luck, Bob. And Ted and Mr. Flanagan. Is that it?
Yeah, that's it, man. That's the show.
So this is just a cleanup for Monday, huh?
Yeah, cleaning up some loose ends for Monday.
World-famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One.
Don't worry about it, okay? Be back with another show on Friday. We got our encore show on Thursday. We got our chat Friday night. And the beat goes on.
Yeah, this is exciting, isn't it? It's a good song, yeah.